Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Hey.
Yes.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome,
Stav,
welcome,
Abby,
welcome,
and Matt.
Welcome, welcome.
You might be a regular, which we appreciate.
Yes.
You might be a newcomer, which we still appreciate.
After it, you're going to feel like KFC, and you're not going to know why.
Yes. And if you're not listening right now, we hate you.
Got him.
Showed them, didn't it? Hey?
Yeah.
Yeah, today was a show that KFC was a theme. We didn't expect it to be. It's one of those spur of the moment things that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy radio people. What else happened today?
Mandy Moore.
Oh, yeah. She was funny.
Yeah, she was funny.
Frying pans. Who knew, right?
Yes.
You don't get that reference.
No.
It's from Tangled.
Yeah. All the things we've done, and it's only 8 a.m. in the morning. Mm-hmm. Such a good movie.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've seen it.
It's really good. It's like Rapunzel. It's called Tangled, but it's very funny.
Then I'll brush and brush.
I feel like I would want to marry Flynn.
I
want to
marry Rapunzel.
Flynn.
Yeah.
You guys realize how creepy that is, right?
What, that we want to marry a Disney character?
Oh, it's like Chandler
ridiculous.
Says. I've always wanted to have sex with a cartoon character just to see if I can make their eyes pop out of their head like they do in the cartoons.
What character would you marry then?
Marge.
Oh, what Disney character?
Oh.
Is it Elsa?
Nah.
Why?
She's a bit needy.
I'm all Rapunzel, to be honest.
She's a bit needy.
She's a bit needy.
And you wouldn't want to upset her.
No.
Pumbaa.
She's a bit of a temper.
Pumbaa.
Uh-huh.
Ursula.
Pumbaa seems like a good
time. You seem like an Ursula guy.
Which one's Ursula?
From The Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. The Hot Mermaid.
I know.
Is she the Hot Mermaid?
You'd need someone who's magical so they could do all the cooking and cleaning for you and stuff like that. You'd need someone who's has, like...
Actually...
Like, Cinderella.
Cinderella, yes. There you go.
Just backing up, you have said that you wanted to have an intimate relationship with I think he's a meerkat, isn't he, Pumbaa?
No, he's a pig.
He's a warthog.
He's a pig.
Okay. Hmm. Yeah.
I mean, it's a joke. I'm just trying to join the conversation. I got nothing. I'm going to take my drink, go to the back of the room again, all right? Play the podcast. See ya.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105.
KFC.
It's finger licking good.
KFC. One of the greatest fast foods of all time.
Mm-hmm. You went from the greatest to one of the greatest
quick. I just realise that depending on what I'm in the proximity to.
Right.
But if
I have it during cricket season.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's when my husband always gets it because he says it's subliminal messages.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, it's just advertising, hun.
And you know what I love about it is when they, with KFC as well, they know their deal. They know they've got a greasy box.
Mm.
So they just throw that little wad of little towelettes for you.
Do they still do them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm. Freshen up your hands at the end. It's just a good time. It's a really good time.
I'm sorry, is this a paid commercial?
No, it's actually
not.
Okay,
all right.
But if anyone from KFC is listening...
Well, we'd have breakfast, wouldn't we?
We'd
have brunch.
No, we would have a breakfast bucket.
Do they have breakfast buckets?
No.
Oh.
But it could be a thing.
they're a different thing. When I was growing up in Adelaide, they were a total different thing.
You know,
in fact, my brother got expelled for one of them, to be honest. But anyway, so what's happened?
Yeah, okay. Sorry, okay. Okay, so KFC
yes.
has let down customers who go to 600 stores in the UK.
Yes.
You couldn't get your breakfast bucket. You couldn't get your lunchtime bucket. You couldn't even get your Nightsies bucket because they ran out of chicken.
That is insane.
No.
I saw all the memes about it, and it's so sad. They've got a new distributor, so they've changed companies for their delicious chicken.
Yeah.
And they've got the orders wrong. They've obviously under-delivered, and there's no chicken.
I can understand how this seems very outrageous, and I didn't know what this story was before you started talking about it. And I know I'm supposed to be like, how can KFC ever run out of chicken? But I, for a long time, worked at Red Rooster, and we would occasionally run out of chicken.
How do
you've
run out
over
of
supply?
The only thing that you sell.
I know. And I had to deal with customers going, and I'd be like, we've got banana fritters. They were like, not the same.
So what did you do? We'll just give you chips.
We couldn't give you chips.
Why did you should shut?
Yeah.
Put your signs off.
They did. These places did in the UK.
They just shut down.
We're sick of arguing with people.
Mm.
We're not going to, we can't order any more Red Rooster in for our customers.
Yeah.
Because they've now run out too.
Mm.
So we're just going to shut.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got my husband got kicked out of a KFC once when it was late at night and they'd run out of chicken and he could not get it in his head. He's like, why are you doing this to me? Mm-hmm. But it was more like, why are you doing this to me? And yeah, security had to ask him to leave.
Don't get me wrong, I would still enjoy chips with potato and gravy. Like mm-hmm. if I went in, they said we don't have any chicken, I'd be spewing and mm. I'd have a go. But I would still order chips yeah. and I would still get potato and gravy and I would still dip those carbs into carbs.
As soon as you know you can't get it, you want it more though.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm salivating now over the thought of it.
Still not a paid commercial?
I 100%.
Depends on whether or not they deliver any
okay, sure.
to us.
Yeah.
I do have a beard. I will dye it white and wear a little tie thing. Call myself the Colonel. But I just couldn't believe it. It's happened to yeah. me before as well, where I grew up in Gladstone, they ran out of chicken once.
It can happen.
It's like I know, but it's like going to a coffee shop and saying, can I please have a coffee? And they're like, oh, we don't have any coffee beans.
And you know what? I've run a coffee shop and that happened to us as well.
Surely not.
It seems to be wherever I go, we run out of stuff.
What about Subway? If they ever go, oh, I'm sorry, we just don't have...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
What'd they run out of?
Yeah, bread.
They didn't.
Yeah, we've run
like
out of bread.
Do you like to put your hands
out
and we'll put the toppings in your hand?
Yeah.
But they'd still wrap it in their little roll thing.
No, we didn't have the rolls when I was back in those days. So, yeah. But, yeah, things run out of things and you just have to deal with it. For God's sake, it's not our fault.
Well, it is because you've ordered wrong.
Or maybe I didn't expect the demand to be so high.
Having said that, we are in the business of broadcast and we quite frequently get dead air on this show. And on this radio station where it's like we've just given up.
It's like you have one job.
Yeah.
You had one job.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Can you make a hotline ring? You can ask us anything.
Look, it was hard for us to get our head around. KFC over in the UK has run out of chicken. And it just seems so absurd because you're like, well, that's the one thing you sell. Like, there is others, but... We just want the chicken.
That's right.
And we just wanted on 131060, has this happened to you in any other stores? We've got Tracy in Glen Eagle. You've known about this?
Hello.
Hey, Trace.
Hey, Trace.
Hi.
What store ran out?
Mom, I went to Officeworks to get some photos printed and they ran out of photo printing paper.
Could have been a lot of 21sts on that weekend, though. You know, everyone...
Well, it's possible, but they need to pick up their game.
Yeah, it's funny when you just look at them like, what?
I know. I feel terrible.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah.
I do feel terrible because I understand where everyone's coming from, but having worked in a place that's done it, I understand the opposite where I'm like, yeah, I know, but I know
you should order better.
Well,
I agree.
All right, Trace.
Thanks, Trace. We've got Josh from Albany Creek. You've had this happen before?
Yeah, nearly three nights a week. I pick up my daughter from Chermside and we hit the KFC because she doesn't like leftover tea. And because I'm not a very good cook, but we stop in there and they are always short.
Oh, they run out of chicken there as well.
Yeah.
They know you're coming, Josh. You go there every week.
Yeah.
Josh.
And just when there's KFC, sometimes it's there, there's a chip shortage or the frozen slurping machine doesn't work.
There's a small part of me, Josh, that wants to think that you are such an awesome parent that you keep on taking your daughter to KFC and go, oh, they're out of chicken. And now you've gone the extra step of
course. When she's paying for it, why not?
Right.
Oh, wow.
She's got her own. She's a working girl. Teenagers, they work. Yeah. It is a fabulous time of your life when your teenager earns their own money.
Does your teenager pay for things?
Some stuff he does.
Does he?
Yeah. He goes, I want to go to the movies. They go, well, you got a job. Later, dude.
Oh, I like it. Tiffany from Alchester, what store has run out of something?
We went to the local pizza shop down in my dad's house and they had no pizza bases left at all.
So what did you get, a bowl of pizza topping?
No, we kind of all just looked at each other and we're like, well, what do we do now? So we went to the second local pizza shop.
And they were out of topping.
No, these ones are fine.
Why were they open?
They got to shut the doors.
No, because you can still sell the other stuff you're talking about.
At a pizza store.
Coke.
Yeah, I don't know.
Did they give you an alternative, though, Tiffany? Did they say, is there anything else you'd like to buy?
No, they just kind of shrugged their shoulders and they're like, oh, well, we can't serve you.
Yeah, fair enough. All right, Matthew, bring us home, buddy. Store's running out of stuff.
Oh, me and the wife went to KFC one day, no chicken. Went across the road to Red Rooster, no mayo, no chips. Then went to Subway and they had no bread.
I ran all of those stores, apparently, Matthew. And I apologise for my
Matthew,
shortcomings.
Matthew, that's awful. What a night.
It is.
Yeah.
We ended up having curry for dinner.
Oh, there's a win. Curry.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hey, thank you for listening to our podcast. We'd love you to leave a review on the review part of this app. Give us 5 stars if you want. If you want to give 1 star, that's still fine. We will also give shout outs out if you want to leave that in the review as well. By doing that, you could be in the running to see 21-year-old Norwegian artist Sigrid, who is making her debut Australian appearance at the Triffid this Friday. It's the 23rd of February when she's going to be there. Get your tickets now from secretsounds.com or just win them by leaving a review for our podcast.
Editor-in-chief of Vogue Living magazine, along with his judging duties on TV show The Block, Neil Whittaker has cemented his position of man of style.
This is the man to go to if you want him to walk through your house and judge it. I mean, we do it anyway, but at least this guy has the backing of study and also the fact that he is on The Block and King Living ambassador, Neil Whittaker. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Do you find that when you go over to one of your friends' houses, you know that they're specifically styled and put fresh flowers out?
Look, I wish that that wasn't the case, but yes, people do that, and I wish they wouldn't, because I don't judge. When I go to friends' houses, that's the last thing I'm doing. I save that for the television.
What about though, Neil? Because I just was saying off air, I would love when I finished our house, because we're renovating, to show you photos and have you just rip it apart. And Maddie's like, no, you wouldn't. Have you ever had a friend ask for an honest opinion? You've given it and they're gone, well, you're wrong.
Yeah, probably. Nothing that springs to mind immediately, but I'm sure it's happened in the past.
I'd put
normally,
it up.
If anyone says to me, Neil, can you give me your honest opinion, I change the subject.
Right.
Yeah, because you can lose friends that way.
You just got to use the quote, like, as hated by Neil Whittaker.
Yes, exactly.
Now, you're a busy man, King Living ambassador, so you're spruiking up their stuff that's going on at the moment, plus you're already filming for The Block, is that right?
Yeah, and also Love It or List It.
I love that show.
Such a good show.
Both. We started filming The Block just a few days ago down in Melbourne, and we start filming the second season of Love It or List It up in your part of the world, up in Brizzy.
Oh.
On the weekend.
Right.
What suburb are you going to be in?
I could not possibly reveal that.
Mm. Why don't you give us clues and we'll have a guess. Do you know what I mean? Like, was it near a train station?
Okay, somewhere between Brizzy and the Gold Coast, you'll find us in our first location for Love It or List It.
Logan.
We're doing about 4 houses in Brisbane in the next season. So I will be up there a lot over the next few months.
Did you like IKEA when you were there? Just trying to find... No.
Do I what, sorry?
No. Well, I'm just trying to find where you were. There's a big shopping centre.
Big shopping centre. Are you still trying to find
yes.
where I'm
yes, 100%. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes.
I'm saying nothing.
Okay.
And what about this year's contestants on The Block? Because Abby was nearly going to refuse to talk to you because she applied for Block this year. They didn't let her in. Are the people good this year?
Look, I think they are. I mean, it's very early days. As you probably know, the judges don't get to meet the contestants at the early stages. That doesn't normally happen until quite a few weeks in. Mm. So I haven't met them. At the moment, they're just names. Mm. But all I can say is they're showing great promise.
Okay.
And that's probably all I can say at this stage.
A question I have for you is we're renovating our house at the moment as well.
Yeah.
What are some items for people who want to make their house, just say they're about to sell their place, are like 3 things that they could put in there to make it look like it's worth more than it really is?
It's not about what to put in there, it's about what to take out.
Right.
The thing that people often forget to do is to actually have a good old declutter when they're putting their house up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nothing undervalues a house or makes it look older and more tired than if it's just full of stuff.
Right.
So even if you rent yourself some storage somewhere and just temporarily take the stuff out, it's worth doing, because the more you can open your house up, the more spacious you can make it look, the better it is, and the more expensive your house is going to look and the better price you'll get for it.
Do you think that people think they have good taste, but in reality maybe not? Like, is it good for people to come and get a stylist, they just remove all their stuff from it and get a stylist and hire furniture? Because I've seen some people do that.
Look, my answer is yes and no. It depends. I mean, that's expensive. Mm. I mean, there's no denying that it's a good thing to do if you can afford to do it, and your house or the property that you're selling is in that sort of high-end bracket, then yes, it probably is worth doing. And there are a lot of people around now that will do that for you. And definitely, you know, I've seen the results that it can bring in. But not everyone can do that. Not everyone can afford to do that. Then just make your own place look as good as it possibly can.
Scrub the skiddies off the toilet.
I forgot.
That's probably a good one too. Yeah.
That would be on my list as well.
I know that it wouldn't, Neil, because that would be taken care of. So don't be nice to him.
I will admit, when I was house hunting, I lifted up the toilet, looked in the toilet, and I also looked in the cupboards of the bathroom. Because I just wanted to see what the type of person was who was living there.
And what did you find?
Oh, they were very much in June with us. Much of the same thing. Which I will not speak of. Yeah, yeah. Bought it, yeah.
And they said, keep your items in the bathroom. We need those.
Neil Whittaker, always a pleasure, mate. Looking forward to seeing you on all of your TV shows. And also, you are the King Living Ambassador. Appreciate you coming on, buddy. Nice to talk.
Pleasure talking to you all. Have a good day.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I had a crisis meeting last night with a friend. It wasn't good. And I don't know if other people have been in this situation, but my friend had a very serious boyfriend. And they just travelled the world. There were those couple that were like, oh, we're never going to settle down. We don't really believe in marriage. They both came from parents who had been divorced. And they both were very strongly like, it's not for us. They used to come to weddings with us and just used to be like, not for us, but that's great. And then probably about a year and a half ago, she was like, I want to get married. And he's like, wait a minute, no. We're fancy free. This is not us. And he's like, I don't think it's for me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I just think I'm going to move back home. So they met over in London, lived here, and he moved back over to London. And they always said, look, we probably will get back together. Maybe we just need some time apart. And they didn't put any requirements on it. Well, she was saying, if it's meant to be, it is supposed to be.
That is just a nice way of saying that what you're doing is you're just trying to lower the level of hurt by giving yourself a lie to live.
But they still spoke quite often. And I'd be like, is he dating anyone else? And she's like, yeah. But then again, she was as well. And every time I catch up with her, she's seeing a guy and it's just casual and she's just having fun. I was like, cool. But still spoke to him all the time and sort of had a bit of a flame for him and thought they'd get back together. Last night, because I'm Facebook friends with him, I saw a photo that came up on his Facebook page saying he's engaged.
Oh, no.
So I sent her a text message. When I gave her a call, she didn't answer. I sent a text message, are you okay? She just wrote back, no.
Yeah.
And I was like, no.
Oh, no.
And I haven't looked at his Facebook page, but now I've gone back over it and there's all these photos of this girl. So they only broke up a year and a half ago. He went back over. He was so upset, went out with his mates apparently for one big night, met this girl.
Oh, the rebound. You're always
not the rebound, but now she's the one. And I just want to know on 131060, have you been the one before the one? Because I reckon that's so hard. When a guy says, I don't want to have kids. And they're so adamant they don't want to have kids. And they break up with their partner and then they have kids with someone else.
Whoa. Let's not. It's not just gender exclusive, though.
No, I'm just talking from my personal experience with my friends.
Okay, then I can.
But no, you can give me an example.
Well, I find that a lot. Like, if you're in a relationship with someone and a lot of the things that you do is what annoys them about you, and then when you break up, they find someone who does all those things, but they don't find it, you know.
Annoying?
Yes. It's very strange.
Well, then
right?
I think it's just a way of saying you weren't really the one.
Yeah.
You know, like it's all that stuff that they said that I don't like doing, they love doing with someone else.
Mm.
And she was like,
the
only reason they,
it was you.
Yeah. The only reason they broke off is because he was adamant that he didn't want to get married.
But she did the whole, I don't want it either. No, so that's how they planned it.
She changed her mind. She said, I want to get engaged now.
But that's why you got to be careful. You can't. He saw their lives as, sweet, I'm with this chick. We're going to be traveling the world. It's going to be great. Now she wanted to settle down. I bet you this new chick said from the onset, I want kids and I want to get married. And he probably went, okay, cool. If that's what you want, let's pursue it.
Maybe that is it.
Well, I can still remember when Kat turned around and said, I want to have a baby. After she was very adamant that she wasn't. And I was the same as this guy.
She didn't break up with you and have a baby with someone else. So.
No, but it was a close call.
About that, mate.
But so it could be.
What were you going to do in that instance? Because you had to make a choice, have the baby with her or walk away. Because I'm assuming she wanted the baby really badly.
Yeah, Well, I guess she was the one.
Is that what made you change your mind?
Well, to be honest, she was more against it than I was before she turned around and said that she was wanting to have one. So yeah. But it's an odd thing when someone changes that completely.
Yeah.
And then you've got to go, what do I do here?
And did you sense it coming? Or did it just happen straight away?
A friend of hers had a baby, didn't she?
A lot of them, surrounding. And then she started having dreams about them and stuff.
They're contagious. I always say that to my friends.
Mm.
Babies are contagious.
He also says that about breakups, by the way, as well.
Breakups are very contagious.
See? And herpes.
It's very contagious. No. He always says that.
Breakups breakups are more contagious than herpes. I give you the hot tip. I know.
Well, I just want to know, 13, 10, 60, were you the one before? Or the one, guys and girls, I know this is not gender exclusive. Yes. They said they wouldn't do something with you, but then they went and did it with a new partner.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Bit of a crisis meeting with a friend of mine last night, which is why I'm going to have to go out with her on a girls' weekend. But she was a little bit upset because she broke up with her ex because he didn't want to get married and then just saw on Facebook that he has just proposed to a girl. So said, wouldn't do it with her, but did it with someone else. And we want to know if that's happened to you, 13, 10, 60. Are you the one before the one?
That was their agreement, though. They said they never wanted that in their lives.
But then she changed her mind and was like, you're the one. He's like, no.
Kieran.
Yeah.
You're on the air, buddy. You were the one before the one?
Yeah, mate. I've been the one before the one 6 times now.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what, you want to get married, they don't, but then they get married to someone else?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. 5 of them have had kids as well. So.
You're Good Luck Chuck from the movie.
Pretty much, I have been given that nickname by a lot of my friends.
Yeah.
So. Is this what happens in the movie?
Yeah, it's a Dane Cook movie. Everyone that dates him, the next person they meet, they marry. Yeah. So people start dating him to meet the next person after him, and that's what
and
happens
how does
to
it
Kieran.
End? Does he,
he meets the one, of course okay, he does. Yeah. It's a romantic comedy.
We could hire you out, Kieran, to guys who...
Maybe it was just not a good timing? Like, was it when you were younger?
Possibly. I don't really know. But, you know, it happened in the past, so...
How does it make you feel, though?
Oh, I mean, it's a bummer. It always is. But you know,
keep your head up. Keep your head up.
Are you in a relationship now? Oh, we don't know.
You're like, I turn people lesbian, so you at least they're getting married.
Let's go. Anonymous is on the air. Hey, you're the one before the one.
I am actually. I've been the practice run 3 times before.
And what is it with marriage or with kids or what's the situation?
No, I've been in 3 long-term relationships before my relationship now.
Yeah.
And they've all decided to leave and then straight after they've met somebody who has been the one.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah. But my partner now is amazing. And,
oh, there we go.
Yeah. Very happy ending.
Yes.
But yeah, it's always a bummer.
Are you guys engaged?
No, not yet.
Oh, well,
you will,
you know.
No, you will be.
There's a girl out there who is looking forward to getting engaged.
No, don't you dare.
But you know what, Anonymous? You get together with Kieran, it'll all work out perfectly.
Yeah, good luck.
Wow, practice run. That's an interesting term, right? Because it's like they sort of...
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
And then you train them.
Mm.
Kimberly in Sherwood.
Yeah.
Have you been the one before the one or you're the one?
I'm the one.
Oh, okay. So what happened? Your husband said he didn't want to get engaged at all to his ex?
Yeah, he was, like, allergic to marriage and babies and was in a 10-and-a-half-year relationship.
Yeah.
And it ended, and we met a week after it ended. I was, like, a month out of a relationship. And 3 months later, we were introducing our parents because we were talking marriage, and then before 12 months, we were married.
Wow.
And no pregnancies there? That was legitimate?
No, just met each other and went, literally after the first date, went, yep, this is it. This is exactly how it's meant to be.
I said this to Abs off air and I feel bad for your friend, but sometimes people have that feeling of, I don't want marriage, I don't want any of that, and you get it when you meet the one. Like,
there's a person
who you connect with so deeply that you're like, I want to have this now. Your mind changes.
That's what we're like, and that's what we're like every day. And now after being together, after being married 2 years, we had a baby, and it's still exactly the same. Yeah.
Oh,
congratulations.
So there you go.
All right, Chris and Sunnybank.
Yeah, hello. My ex was the one before the one. So I was with my ex for 3 years, and I only really stuck around because, you know, we had a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
But literally, as we broke up, I met my fiance, and now I'm happy as I've ever been. Never ever interested in getting married to my ex, but she was adamant on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, now I've never been happier, so I proposed, and we've got another baby on the way, and yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world.
See, when you know, you know.
Yeah. How does your ex feel about all that?
Oh, as you could expect, she's a terrible one.
Pretty pumped.
Yes, yes, yes. Didn't come to the wedding for that one, did she? No.
No, makes life hard still.
Yes.
Good on you, buddy. Well, there you go. You should pass some of this on to the friend that you want.
What? Saying that she just wasn't right?
No, there's one out there she's going to get that feeling.
Yes.
There's a guy out there who she's going to get the same feeling for, and then the guy now she's hung up on will be the one before that one.
I really hope it's Kieran.
Yeah, we're shooting to chase him up. Set him up.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105.
The inside for Parker. Still going. Corey Parker is in.
Love this legend. And he is back for Fox Sports 24/7 dedicated rugby league channel. Fox League, Corey Parker. Good morning, buddy.
Morning, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good.
Long time no speak.
I know.
Where are you?
Just chilling at home.
All those kids of yours sound like a football team in the background. Well, they'll all be on their way to school, though, right?
Yeah, it is. It's lunchtime, and as in making lunches.
Get the kids' hair
done. You know how it's like. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you probably wouldn't know how it's like.
No, we're not there in the morning, so.
Yeah, right.
We're there for bedtime, and I still my favourite story is when we had to go to a work event, and you were there, and you were like, we didn't know what you were trying to do at the time, but you're like, hey. Should we all go out for dinner?
Just hang out.
Why are we going home?
Yeah.
And you knew that you just wanted to stay out until the kids were put to bed.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, don't dog the boys.
Sorry.
It's amazing how long training used to go for in the afternoon.
Did you ever get busted, though? Like, pretending?
No. Because there was always a legitimate reason.
All right.
You don't want to talk about this anymore, do you?
Not really.
Hey, buddy, Fox Sport, this is going great for you. Abs and I were talking about this last year. You're really, really nailing the TV thing. Did you? I mean, obviously you knew you were going to be good at it, but it's like you've done it for years.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that. Look, it was very daunting at the start, just because it was the unknown. I suppose, you know, going from what I did for such a long period of time, you train and you know at the end of the day you're going to play a game that you've played all your life. Going into the TV or media was very daunting in the regard that you just didn't know what was coming. So you had to approach it pretty much like it is my job. So the preparation was always a big thing, particularly on TV. People can see if you're talking absolute garbage or not straight away. So it was
not like here, huh?
I did the preparation like anything. So
I saw that you posted a family photo of all the Fox League gang and talking about the kickoff of the NRL season. You've already asked for people to give their tip of who's going to win the season. So why don't you put your name down against someone?
Yeah, look, I'm obviously a Broncos through and through. I've been fortunate enough to be on the coaching staff there now, so I've had a little bit of influence in terms of that, but I think this year, more than any, it's probably going to be the closest.
Yeah.
You know, Newcastle have recruited well. The Titans have recruited well. Huge expectation on the Roosters, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Recruited really well under that sombrero salary cap of theirs. but look, it's exciting.
Mate, have you you played with Carmichael Hunt at the Bronx. Have you spoken to him since his latest thing with the drugs and everything that's been in court?
No, mate, I haven't. I haven't spoken to Kay for a long time now. Yeah, so haven't got anything for you there.
Yeah, no, well, it's been kind of crazy how prevalent it seems to have been in footy in the last, I guess, little while. There was all the issues at the Titans and stuff like that as well. Does it surprise you when you hear these stories that come out?
No, it doesn't. Look, I think, you know, it's easy to fob it off as being involved in sport, but it's just society in general as well. You just don't get you don't see the stories that happen in society day in and day out, because it's probably not a story unless it's someone that has a notable name, like, you know, Carmichael or football players or soccer players or cricketers, whatever it might be. It's a problem that we have in society, and it's a problem that's always going to be around. I think you're naive to think that you're going to get rid of it. It's just a matter of educating players, people, young people better in that area so they make better decisions.
I know you have talked about it before, Corey, and you're anti-drugs, but you have said that you've been in situations before, and not to say any like workmates or anything like that, that you've had to deliberately leave situations because you know that you're going to be brought into it if police rock up at different places.
Yeah, well, look, again, I think we've all, you know, including yourselves, been in and around and in the vicinity of those things. And look, you've got some choices. You can stay and put yourself at risk, or you can just remove yourself. So I think that moving forward, if we're going to pass on anything or educate young players, it's about making good choices.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've got a very strong motto that I sort of live by. You hang around good people, you tend to be a good person. I think we all know if you hang around bad people, what the outcome is there. So, it's just about making good choices.
Yeah,
but I can tell you this, I didn't think this little chat would go this way, but
sorry.
Well, I do have another question I wanted to ask. It's a pretty serious one though, Corey.
Okay.
You're usually full of serious questions, so it's interesting. Let's go.
I was going to say, your beautiful wife has requested people's input on Instagram about what colour she wants her hair, and I know she likes going wild. Do you have any say in what colour?
No, I don't get any say.
No.
Look, I reckon I'm surprised I haven't been moved on. She just gets bored.
Yeah.
Like the furniture gets changed. It's one minute it's urban chic, and next minute it's French provincial, and hair's blonde, then it's red, then it's brown. I'm surprised I haven't been shifted on. She just gets bored with things and. Who knows what's coming next?
Actually,
wow. I love it.
I do have a bone to pick with you over that because my wife follows your wife on Instagram.
Yeah.
And she's at me about a pool at the moment, and you've got a really flash pool, and she wants the flash pool like Corey and Margot Parker, and I can't afford it. So if you can just can you put like a bucket in your backyard of water and get your wife to post that?
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes two of us because I can't afford the pool like that either. So, I'll give you a little bit of advice. Just jump in the deep end and swim like crazy to try and stay afloat.
Yeah. Maybe you'll go halves and you can share it. Then you'll both have a pool. There you go.
That's why you have to work.
Come around and jump and use mine.
Yeah, that's why you have to work so much, Corey. We always know that.
That's it. Absolutely.
Good on you,
Four
buddy.
Four kids, a wife and a big pool.
Yeah. Fox Sports, the 24/7 dedicated rugby league channel on Fox League. Fox are doing a bloody brilliant job at the football. That's where I watch all my rugby league now. You guys are really, really nailing it, mate. So looking forward to this season, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
I've got a problem, guys.
Uh-huh.
I need your help.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I told you the other week how I thought I might have been losing my mind. And I was just forgetting stuff. I couldn't remember the difference between a 5 and an S when I was writing my number plate.
Yesterday in the studio, you started to smell burnt toast, which is a sign that you're having a stroke.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've been all right this week, though.
I thought I was kind of good.
Mm.
I went to the shops at Oxley to Woolworths, and I got to the top of the escalator.
You forgot what you were doing.
I completely forgot why I was there.
Yeah, and he was wearing no pants.
I think it's stress or sleep deprivation. You've got no reason to be stressed, so I'm going to go with sleep deprivation.
You don't know my life.
You've got
life,
a very challenged life, sweetheart, so I'm going to go with sleep deprivation.
I have a fantastic life. Fantastic wife. But this week, there's something I've been dealing with. You might have noticed it. I've got a sore hip. My hip is really sore.
Okay. You see, I just posted a photo on the Hit 105 Instagram just because, I don't know if this is going to make you feel younger, but just of us working together 8 years ago. Yeah. And now I look at it, you've aged a lot.
I think I've gotten better though. I'm one of those people who's gotten better with age, haven't I? Just say it. Don't hide it.
Did your hip hurt in that photo?
No.
Well, then no. Obviously not.
So what have you done though? Let's go through a list of activities that you could have done throughout the week.
Nothing.
I've been painting
the house.
Bike riding?
No, I haven't been bike riding because my hip is sore.
Any special moves?
No, just the regular. Just the usual.
I feel like a doctor now.
Just the standard. The married move.
Okay.
The married move. Everyone knows that one.
Have you been lifting anything?
No. This is why it's an issue.
Look,
like if I sit down,
pull muscles all the time.
No, it's in the bone.
Listen,
when I stand up, like I feel it there. I feel a twinge.
Yes, that's ligaments.
It's in the bone.
Yes, but ligaments are attached to the bone, aren't they? Are they attached to the bone?
Yes, they are. Yeah. That's right. Listen, I completely commiserate, and I feel like I'll talk about this with you off air entirely till the cows come home.
And this is the 40-year-old talking over there.
Exactly. My hip's fine. We can't keep doing this, mate. We're on billboards. We're supposed to be appealing to the youth of the next generation. You can't come on and say, my hip hurts and I can't remember where I am and I'm going to the shops and forgetting things. Come on, dude.
You're the one that's supposed to be like you're salty. Keeping us. Remember you taught us that word.
You're our salty boy. Where's our salty boy?
I'm meant to be bringing the young, am I?
Yes, you are.
This is what the issue is.
No one told me that. I still was clinging on to mine.
I'm becoming the youngest member of the team.
No, hon, no, you're not.
Get off my lawn.
Well, go to a doctor, but you know that it could just be a ligament, sweetheart.
Could it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just thought.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. Am I getting old?
Like, when do you get arthritis? I'm not laughing because arthritis is serious because I think I've got it in my hands.
Oh my God, not you.
I know. You know that I do through Ross River. I got Ross River fever from mosquitoes. So that's. Yes. Well, I don't know. I was out in the jungle fighting mosquitoes.
I have arthritis in my right big toe.
Yeah, and he says, you know, wait with this.
Hang on, you experienced this the other week.
He said to me that when it's about to rain, he knows because his arthritis plays up and my hands have been hurting. And he said to me, is it going to rain today, Abby? I said, I don't know. And he goes, do your hands feel it?
Maybe that's why my hip's sore. Maybe I've got arthritis in the hip. And I heard Amy Drew say there's a storm expected.
All right, okay. Blanche and Rose, we just simmer down? Can we just pretend? Can we just all pretend, okay?
Okay.
I can't be the coolest person on the show.
We're still the youngest team in Brisbane. I think it's all right.
Are we?
We definitely are. Yeah. Anyway, next we got $10,000 to give away on the FM dial. This is 105.3 Alpha Bucks.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hi, we're going to play Alpha Bucks tomorrow, the 22nd of February. 8 a.m. is when it plays. This is a letter to help you, practice if you want.
M for Mary.
M for Mary.
M for Mother.
All right, that's tomorrow. Play Alpha Bucks.
Stav, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
God, I love this game just as much as you, Brisbane. Everyone who ever talks to us about this show always goes, God, I want to try and go for Alpha Bucks.
I reckon we should do a kids' version because kids like doing Alpha
Bucks.
That's
true. My friend Nicola says her kids make them stay in the car and they listen every morning. So shout out to
that. I should have brought that up in a meeting rather than just then.
No, that's
but
fine.
I still think we should definitely lock it in.
All you've done. No. All you've done is you've either disappointed or elated children. Because if we don't do it now, the children are going to be like,
well,
you promised.
We have to do it. Abby and a big mouth said it.
Well,
Miranda, you were going to play. Have you got a kid?
Yes, I do.
Put them on.
No,
Miranda, you have gotten through and you're only 30 seconds away from maybe walking away with $10,000 if you can answer every question with the letter that Abby is about to give you. You know how this works. You've got $50 for every correct one, 10 grand if you get them all, okay?
Perfect.
All right. Here we go, hon. Your letter this morning is I for instant.
I, okay.
I. Name a reason to go to the doctor.
Illness.
Name a girl's name.
Indy.
Name a famous party location.
Ibiza.
Name a car brand.
Isuzu.
Name a reason you could get arrested.
Indecent exposure.
Name an Australian musician.
Pass.
Name something you get in the kitchen cupboard.
Pass.
Name a cuisine.
Indian.
Name an occupation.
You're doing very well there. Very well. $300. Miranda?
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Well done.
I'll go through the couple that you did pass on. An Australian musician could have had Iggy Azalea. And something in the kitchen cupboard. Ingredients would have covered pretty much everything in the kitchen.
Icing sugar. Of course.
Icing sugar. Yeah. But well done. You did extremely well.
Thank you.
All right, we will play again. 8 o'clock tomorrow morning.
I get nervous.
All you got to do is be the first year on the phone. Don't forget you can practice as many times as you want in the App Store as well. Download the Alpha Bucks app to your phone right now.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hi, this is Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore on the air. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is us. It's Wednesdays, 8:30 on Channel 10. The tear-jerking show.
Not ready.
You called it, right, Steph?
You're not ready for it?
Not ready for it. Not ready for the season two. It's going to be gut-wrenching, and I blame you, Mandy Moore.
Oh, guys, yeah, get ready. This season is a little darker. It's a little more sad, I think, somehow. It kind of packs more of a punch, I think.
I was listening to an interview of you recently talking about filming it, and, you know, we watch it back and you've got the music and you're just like, oh my God, and you're crying. But was there one scene that was just horrendous to film because you had to stop because it was so noisy around you with planes and everything?
Oh, yeah. Just recently, an episode that just aired, we were in a location outside that was literally like in the flight path of an airport. So I'm like trying to have this super emotional scene. It's like after the Jack's funeral. I mean, obviously we know that he passes away.
Yes.
So I'm not really, there's no spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But
no.
It's, I mean, I was so, I'm like, we've been building up to this moment for like 2 years and there's like planes and air traffic and people like walking around and having conversations. I'm like, you guys, could we have not like found a location that was like a little quieter? But we managed to figure it out and make it work, and it died down. But yeah, I was a little taken out of the moment there for a while.
On the show, you're playing a mother, right? And you don't have any children of your own at the moment, do you?
I do not. I am not a mother.
Are you doing that thing, though, where, and everyone does this before they have kids, where you're going, I'll never let my kid do that. I'll never let my kid do that. But you're realizing playing this character, you're like, nah, you just do whatever.
I tried not to be a very judgmental person in life anyway, and I know full well that I don't have children, so I have no room to place judgment or pass judgment on anybody for anything. But I think if anything, like playing this character has made me more patient.
Yeah.
And, you know, kids are going to be kids, and we're very lucky that like that our, you know, they're now 10, but we started working with them when they were 8. Like, they're really solid little human beings, and they have great parents, and so kind of makes the job really easy. And even when we have babies on set, like, we only get the fun part. Like, we get to hold them and like kind of play around with them, and then anytime they get fussy, like somebody steps in and takes them away from us, or changes the diaper or feeds them or lets them take a nap or something. So we have none of like the grunt work of real parenting.
I have I have another bone to pick with you, Mandy Moore, though I am a massive fan. I am a huge fan of Tangled. It's my favorite Disney princess movie. But another one of your films that I just recently watched, I booked tickets to go shark cage diving last year, and as soon as I did that, everyone sent me the trailer to 47 meters down where you are in a shark cage and it falls off the boat. So thank you very much for that.
Well, just make sure that you're going with a reputable company and I'm sure you'll be fine.
I've already been. It was great.
Yeah, he survived. He survived.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Yeah, I just realized that
you're here. Talking to you now. Of course.
We always have an argument in my household because I've got two boys and we're trying to work out what are the best films to watch, and they always like different ones than me, but the only ones we can decide on is Tangled. So we just watch that endlessly, and I didn't even realize it was you voicing it until now. I know you've done like a short series of it and a short film of it, but would there be a second one?
I don't know. I think Disney made the choice to go ahead and make it a television series here on the Disney Channel. So we're actually like just about done with the second series. It hasn't started airing yet, but I know I was bummed to not hear that they weren't going to do another movie. We had so much fun. And you know, the most random part is Dan Fogelman wrote Tangled, and he is the creator of This Is Us. Like, couldn't be more different tonally, but I also think it just goes to show like how incredible his breadth of talent is. Like, yeah, he's super funny and like a total comedian, but he obviously also wears his heart on his sleeve and knows how to make people cry like no one's business. So it's just random that the two like most fun jobs I've ever had in life happen to involve him.
Hey, Mandy, just hang there a tick. We're going to come back, chat a little more to you, and we need to find out about the weird stuff you apparently rub into your feet.
Of course, you guys.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
On Hit 105.
All right.
Hi, this is Mandy Moore. I'm missing
you like every day. Hey, Mandy Moore, she's still hanging out with us. This is Us, Wednesdays, 8:30 on Channel 10. Thanks for sticking around this morning.
Anytime.
Now, I'm reading, we get given lots of information about people we talk to, and Mandy, I need to know if this is true. Do you rub cannabis oil all over your feet?
Was that really in the notes? That's such a random thing.
Oh, so you wait till you see my backup question.
Yeah, no, it's number one,
guys.
Right.
It's number one. It's not on the regular. So I'm 5'10", but like, you know, when you're a lady and you go to these like fancy award shows, like you still want to wear high heels. It just makes you feel like good or something. I don't know. But I can't hack it anymore. My feet hurt. And so a friend of mine was like, have you tried rubbing CBD oil or lotion on the bottoms of your feet, like on the balls of your feet? I guarantee you it like takes away pain. People use it on like that have chronic back pain and all this stuff. And I used it at the Golden Globes and I have to say it really worked. So anytime I have to wear heels, I'm using the CBD lotion from now on.
I'm going to do that.
What you're saying is you go to the awards sober, but your feet are just bombed out of their brain and you can handle the night.
My feet are super stoned. Yeah, absolutely. That's the only way to get through those
things. I'm not hungry, but my feet are.
Actually, speaking of your feet.
Blame it on your feet, yeah.
Tell the guys about the tattoo you've also got on your ankle.
Well, it's a long story, but I do have a sperm on my the inside of my foot that I got when I was on tour with my band like a decade ago. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what's weirder, like the one girl in the group having a sperm on her foot or all the dudes having sperm on their feet. The entire band got it too, and it's a band of men. So yeah. I don't know which is worse there.
Why did you get that?
Because when we were traveling, like, we all, I had my own room to, like, shower in because we'd sleep on the bus and we'd roll into a new city and there would be a day room for the guys to all, like, take turns, like, you know, to go in and shower and get ready and whatnot. Yeah. And their one rule was that nobody is allowed to, you know what, in the shower because one of the band members, my drummer was like, I don't want babies on my feet. And so it became like this big joke with all of us. And we made up a song called Babies on My Feet. We would sing it like in the middle of the show. No one
sing it now. Sing it
you
now.
Have to release it.
But to commemorate, I don't even remember it. But it was like, it was a total jam. And to commemorate the tour, we all got babies on our feet. So that's why I have a sperm.
Ironic that if you did have babies on your feet, they'd be stoned out of their heads.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't thought about that. But it's the funniest thing because, of course, like, it's the tiniest little, it's like half an inch. Yeah. And I have to cover it, like, anytime I wear sandals, like, at work, they're like, let's cover your big tattoo. I'm like, oh, God. It's not a good choice.
Does your husband-to-be know about said tattoo?
He does, yes. No, I mean, he's well aware of the tattoo, but it doesn't bother him, you know?
Yeah.
He's had that on his feet.
It predated
before.
Him.
Right.
He hasn't got a requirement covered up for the wedding.
He is in a band, yeah, you know.
Is it true that you guys met over Instagram?
Well, we didn't technically meet on Instagram, but we kind of became aware of one another because of Instagram. Yeah, I posted a picture about a song of his band's that I really loved, and he saw it and found a way to like reach out to me, and we started communicating and emailing, and that was it. Here we are. It's pretty crazy.
Very modern. You wouldn't have been on Tinder or anything like that, would you?
I haven't, no, but I would never rule that out.
Mm. Oh, you can't say I'm that before a wedding, that. Mandy.
I know. Find it wherever you can find it. The what?
You can't say that before
the wedding.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm very happy. So no need to do any swiping right or anything.
Hey, look, an absolute pleasure to talk to you. This is us on Channel 10, 8:30 Wednesdays. It is a great show. You're amazing in it. The whole cast is amazing and the whole concept behind it. So we really appreciate you calling through this morning.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for your time. And I hope you like the second season. We're really proud of it.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
You know they've moved in when? Married at First Sight last night.
Yes.
Telvin, Sarah. Yes, there is more people than Davina on that show. They went out shopping and you could just hear how she was moving into his house and taking over, redecorating.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So has this happened to you before?
Yeah, we've got Dana from North Lakes. What happened when you moved in?
So when I moved in, my partner had all this furniture. I didn't like it. So I sold it all and bought all new furniture. And if you walk into the house, you cannot see any of him in the house. It's all me.
Wow. You don't even care.
No, it was gone. It was on Gumtree. It was on Facebook. See you later. You got no choice.
Does he have a man cave anywhere? Does he have a shoebox that he's got to keep some mementos, or it's all gone?
He's got his shed.
Okay.
Well, he's in heaven.
And
that's
a drawer.
Yeah, that's about it.
I bet you he's got one drawer in your bedroom.
He's got a side of the closet, but that's about it.
Yeah.
My husband's got just, I guess, I would even say it's probably 30 centimetre by 30 centimetre.
He's got a pigeonhole.
No, he's got a pigeonhole.
You gave him a pigeonhole.
Well, he's the one that's supposed to be building the wardrobes, so until he does that.
Oh, there we go. Justin, you know they moved in when?
When you have to move all your gear out of your room into the spare room.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, Justin. Yeah. Yes. I have a walk-in wardrobe. It just happens to be a second bedroom.
Yeah, same. Got the walk-in wardrobe. Now she owns it, and I've got this little robe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We feel your pain, bro. Vicky's there. Hey, Vicky.
Hey, yeah, I am. The man cave in the garage gets taken over and turned into a hairdressing salon.
Oh, ouch.
So you work from home then now?
Yeah.
Did he at least get to put the man cave back into the house?
No. Oh.
What did he have in the man cave? Did he used to have, like, couches, TV, even a pool
couches,
table?
Couches, desk. He's got, like, almost 200 model cars that are in glass cabinets, a pool table.
Where is it all now?
In storage at the moment.
I was going to say, one of those storage lockers. Yeah.
He can go and get his hair done anytime, right, Vicky?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, so what is he complaining about?
There's conditions that come with that, though, but...
What's the condition? Oh, yeah. Oh, that sounds like a good deal.
We got Rowan from Wakerley. How did you know when they moved in?
Yeah, when there's more than one brand of shampoo in the bathroom.
Rowan, my husband gets so nervous about using my good shampoo that I was like, where's our washing detergent, like liquid for the dishes? I was like, where is it? And he goes, oh, it's in the bathroom. I said, what? And he goes, oh, I had to wash my hair and I was so nervous about getting the wrong one.
Poor boy.
You've got the purple one, don't you?
I've got heaps. Like the purple
you
one.
Know when you wash your hair and the foam comes out purple, you're dead. That's about $150 a bottle of that stuff.
Yeah.
Good on you, Rowan. Good luck navigating that, buddy.
Thanks, mate.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Harsh finish there, wasn't it?
It's where the fireworks go off and the girls scream.
Hey, I promise I don't. But I got an email this morning just from the school and childcare just saying, just be on alert for head lice.
Uh-huh.
And ever since I've got that, I can't stop scratching. And I don't.
You can't get them down there, can you?
Are you right?
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm sorry.
I don't think you can if you got laser. You couldn't, could you? And most people don't. I don't know.
Now I'm crabby.
Thanks, but no thanks. What do you got? You are such a kid.
I know. I'm a kid who happens to have kids.
Yes, I know.
Who would have thought?
They're more mature than you.
They are. My now 4-year-old was his birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, beautiful boy. We're going to celebrate by going to the dentist today. Now, I thought, I did the smart thing. I booked the dentist near Kmart because he loves Kmart. Said if we go to the dentist, he can go to Kmart.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that'll be fine. I'm going to let him know we're going to go to the dentist, then Kmart. He'll be sweet. Nah, he doesn't want to go to the dentist. And you know when you think, I should have not said anything till we were at
the
door.
And then just went, oh, look, there's Kmart. Here. Oh, wait a minute, what's this? Let's just go in here. Yeah.
I thought I'll let him know a couple of days so he can prepare himself. I'm never doing that again. Never again will I let that kid prepare. He doesn't need to. Bam, you're in the situation, deal with it. Thanks, but no thanks.
Hey there. Stickers on apples. I was going to buy you anyway. I know where I got you from. I don't need a little sticker on you that lets me know where you're from. Plus, why is it? You're such a small sticker.
Mm.
But every time you bite half of it and then you see the other half of the sticker on the apple. Why don't you ever just eat the whole sticker and not even know that there was a sticker on the apple to begin with?
Maybe they're the ones that you didn't notice. You did that too.
Yeah, maybe.
They're edible.
Are they?
Yeah.
What?
That's a lie.
They are.
They're edible stickers.
They are edible.
That
they
is a
should,
lie.
No, you'll
stop
be telling
the
us they got
stop
cinnamon
the
on them,
stop,
so they're the cinnamon flavored to go with
that,
the apple.
You've made that up.
I have
the
not.
The stickers on apples are not edible.
They are edible.
Give no. me some factual information to back this up, please.
We're going to have to. Sorry, we're going to have to.
I made it up. I made it up.
Did you really?
Put it this way, if you ate it, it wouldn't hurt you. So therefore,
no, but they're
it's
not edible.
Edible.
They're not like, hey,
wouldn't
we
kill
can't
you. Be... Wouldn't kill you.
No, but not, that's not edible.
Let
wouldn't
me
kill you.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Stav, Abby, and Matt
on Hit 105.
Great show today. Great podcast, guys. Any extra business? I'm just going to quickly jump on and see if there's any reviews. If you want to chat amongst yourselves. No, we should have planned this better. We always.
Why are you been giggling all day?
Hey,
you got giggles today.
Do I?
Yeah,
do I have the giggles.
It was
happy.
The breakfast bucket.
That was so well.
Well, don't say that because your eyes are all red and look glassy as well.
What?
Simmer
down.
Are you on cold tablets?
I am codeined up. Yeah.
Where'd you get that from? You can't buy it in the shops anymore.
No, but my wife stockpiled it before. She saw the band coming.
Oh, I do not know that we.
We got a warehouse. We got a warehouse.
They reckon that happened.
Have you guys stopped selling them? Or
they reckon that happened that, like,
you know my missus, Terry White.
When the codeine ban was coming up, like in the weeks leading up, people were just going in and buying as many packets as they could.
It's really sad. People have a serious condition with it.
Oh, it's not good. It's not good.
Like getting addicted to it. Mm.
But the same thing happened when pseudoephedrine went out. My wife worked in a chemist at the time.
Yeah.
And she said they had like a whole back room that was just full of it. And they had to sell it because that was, people used to come in, obviously buy it illegally.
Yeah.
But they just had to put it out on the shelves and it went like hotcakes in the lead up.
Where do you think, has there ever been a hotcake store that just sold them like, I don't mean that though. I've
that's
never known
good,
them to,
that's
you know.
A good point.
Yeah.
To go into a hotcake store and go, wow, you're all sold out.
It's interesting to know where all of them did come from. They had to have come from a moment.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Like some guy had like a rush on his hotcakes. Yeah. These things are going
on like
hotcakes.
Or has it changed over time? Do you think the originally it was actually a hot cake, a cake that had come hot out of the oven?
Yeah.
Or do you think it means hot cake like a pancake?
I think it makes
I remember hearing a story about Sunday roast.
Oh,
God. Do you guys know about where Sunday roast came from?
Witches?
No.
No.
What?
Oh, okay, here we go. So everyone used to go to church on Sunday. And on Sunday they used to have a lot of, I think it was either bakeries or some places that used to cook, but they never used to on Sundays, but they used to be still have their cooks on. So people used to come and put their roast in there. And then go to church, and then they're allowed to pick them up on the way back.
Why are you saying that like it's a bad thing?
Because I don't know. I've heard it. It sounds like that's very far fetched.
I thought you were going to say like they used to burn their witches, so they'd put their
no. But that's why like, you'd always have a roast on a Sunday because of that.
Right. Do you know Betty White is older than sliced bread?
Huh? Really?
Yeah, she predates it. So you can't say Betty White's the best thing since sliced bread because she's older than it.
Wow.
Sliced bread is the best thing since Betty White. That's what the thing should be.
We should investigate some sayings. See where they come
from.
What
was the one we did the other day and had to Google it?
What is the origin of the phrase selling like hotcakes? You ready?
Oh, she's Googled it. We need to get Alexa or Google in here so
God.
We can ask a question.
Yeah.
Okay. It's an American term dating back to the 1675 to 85.
During the great hotcake sale of.
I don't know.
Well, you can read it. What's it say?
Well, it doesn't. It just says. It's a pancake or a girdle cake.
Okay. Well.
And the origin of the hotcake sells back to 1609.
We don't know the saying. Right. They must have just been really popular when they came out. There you go.
Oh, okay. So popular were they that at the beginning of the 19th century, to sell like hotcakes was a familiar expression for anything that sold very quickly and effortlessly.
There you go. That,
so
that
it was a phrase Robbins by Robert Hendrickson.
There you go. The question you asked 9.5 minutes ago, answered.
There we go.
Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.
Stav, Abby, and Matt.